In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, as you notice, during this great Pentecost octave, we have the Red Mass, and that dedicated to Holy Ghost every single day of the week. And yesterday, I told you about how you cannot enter heaven except by following the words and commandments of Jesus. And today I want to teach you how Holy Ghost is the one who gives us necessary assistance in doing God's will and not our own. There is an old hymn named Now Christ Ascending, which the Church sings in her divine office, and which is taken from today's first reading, how the unbelieving Jews, they mocked Christ's followers of following foolish ideas, while they, that is the Jews, thought that one should always look what they are demanded to do by the world. But the apostles, who were filled with the Holy Ghost, courageously spoke the truths which Christ had taught them, and this made our Lord's and the Church's enemy very angry. So the enemies started to spread lies that the apostles had been drinking too much wine and were talking rather out of wine rather than inspired by God himself. But then Saint Peter stood in their midst and refuted them with the Bible, that is, with the words of God, telling them about the prophecy of Joel, which told that it was during the last day when God would descend and God would send his Holy Ghost to make his followers tell and teach mighty things. Children, all those who believe God's word and are given the grace to also do his will. The opponents of Saint Peter resisted grace because they choose to follow their own heart. And I wanted to tell you a story which teaches how one must always speak the truth, and even when it's hard, and how spreading false lies will bring bad things to oneself. There was once upon a time in a distant land a very honest logger, and his axe was not particularly valuable, for it was old, made of impure metal, and was partly rusted, but the axe served its purpose very well. On a regular day, just like any other, the logger went up to the mountains, and after finding a nice spot next to a lake, he began splitting the logs. The work was very tiresome, and his technique began to falter, and fatigue got the better of him, and the logger's hand slipped, sending his axe spiraling into the nearby pond. "Oh no," the logger cried, "that was my only axe." As the logger deliberated whether or not to dive in, the pond suddenly grumbled, and the water parted violently, revealing a majestic old man with a white beard. The logger stared, dumbfounded, at the sight. "What's the matter, and why are you fretting about my lake?" the majestic old man demanded. "I dropped my axe into the water," the logger replied, utterly speechless. The old man disappeared back into the water without a word, only to reappear moments later with an axe in each hand. One was made of gold, the other of silver. "Is this your axe?" the old man asked, holding out the gold axe. "No, I'm afraid it's not," the logger said. "Then is this your axe?" the old man asked again, this time holding out the silver axe. "No, sir, that's not mine either," the logger responded. "My axe is old and made of rusted iron." The old man was moved by the logger's honesty. He decided to reward the logger by giving him all three axes. The unexpected that a present made the logger rich, and he lived comfortably for the rest of his days. In a nearby village, another logger, one who was not so honest, heard what had happened. The greedy logger hurried over to the honest logger and asked him for details. The greedy logger then decided that he would do the same, go to the mountain, find the same pond, pretend to lose his axe, and ask the bearded old man for the gold and silver axes. So he did just that. When he dropped his axe into the lake, the water grumbled and parted violently, revealing the old man with a white beard. "Who are you, and why are you fretting about my lake?" the old man demanded, his voice booming as majestically as ever. "I lost my axe in the water," the greedy logger replied. The old man disappeared into the water and resurfaced with the gold and silver axes. "Is this your axe?" the old man asked, holding out the gold axe. "Yes, that's mine," the greedy logger replied. "Is this your axe too, then?" the old man asked, holding out the silver axe. "Yes, that one is mine too," the greedy logger replied. Very angry with the greedy logger's lies, the old man disappeared into the water, leaving the greedy logger nothing, not even the old rusty axe with which he had arrived. Dear children, no matter how much the world or the people who follow the world might ridicule and mock and try to lure you to do the will of the world, never pay attention to their whispering. If one, if a Christian soul who is always empowered and strengthened by Holy Ghost, if he stays true and faithful to the holy words and commandments of God, he too will win both the success and appreciation of all God's saints, and will receive the generous and wealthy reward after his death, just like the honest logger who received all her three axes. But on the other hand, if one decides to go on with the world, to incline his ear to the whisperings and lies of the world, he will truly, unfortunately, end up with nothing. If he has riches in this world, he will lose them after his death, and he will also lose that precious inheritance of heaven which God has prepared for all of his saints. A Christian is truly like an honest logger. Holy Ghost always enlightens and moves his heart to believe to what is right, and also always to act and to do what is right. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of